Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation. Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. My name is Evan Starnes. This week, we've got something different for you guys on BLT Bites, and we're actually going to show you something that kind of correlates to our episode on microphones and recording devices. This tool is called the Adobe Speech Enhancer. This tool is free, but does offer a premium subscription. With the free plan, you'll be able to upload audio up to a maximum of 30 minutes, and you have a 3-hour-a-day limit. The cool thing about the Speech Enhancer is that it allows you to upload a piece of audio of pretty much any quality, and it will convert it to something that sounds as if it were recorded in a professional podcasting studio. Let's get started. To access the Adobe Speech Enhancer, go to the website podcast.adobe.com/enhance. Before you get started, though, you are going to need to create an Adobe ID if you don't already have one. This is, of course, free, and you can do it directly on the website. For this example, I do have an Adobe Express or Adobe Premium subscription. Okay, so I'm going to play some pretty bad quality audio, and then I'll show a little bit of what it's like using the Adobe Enhancer. Okay, so this is a recording I'm actually making using the built-in mic on my Logitech webcam. As you can tell, the recording is quite low fidelity. It's kind of tinny sounding and a little echoey sounding. If this were something I would want to be using for a podcast, it definitely would not be good enough quality to actually use, and it would need a little bit of work. Okay, so I've already gone ahead and uploaded the audio into the Adobe Enhancer, but as you can hear, that's not the worst example of bad audio quality, but it definitely could use a little bit of improvement. But let's go to the Adobe Enhancer window and just kind of take a look around.
Audacity. Track. Enhanced speech. Enhanced speech from Adobe Free AI Filter for cleaning up spoken audio document. Banner landmark link graphic podcast.
So at the top, you've got the Adobe Podcast logo.
Link Adobe Podcast. Button tools. Link features.
And some other tools, because the Adobe Podcast is actually a whole suite of different podcasting tools that'll let you do anything from enhancing audio to even making full-length podcast episodes with music and everything. It's quite cool, actually.
Button premium access.
Now, I have premium access, so it does show that.
You have premium access. Dialogue. Visited link profile.
So the difference between this versus the free version is I do have the ability to adjust how strong I want the enhancement to be on the audio. And it will allow me to record or to save up to 4 gigabytes of recordings for up to 10 days. But you've got an upload button.
Choose files button.
And this will allow you to upload an audio file, and then it'll immediately process it and enhance it. And then below, because I have premium, it'll actually show the list of files. Now, this demo I've called Crappy Audio.
Crappy audio.mp3. 022. Button delete. Crappy audio.mp3. 022.
And as you can hear, I've actually uploaded this a couple of times just because I've had to re-record this part of the demo a few times, but
button delete. 240,805. But zero.
But if we want to go to any file in particular, we just hit enter on it.
Button delete. 020. Crappy audio.mp3.
And then at the bottom, you get your controls for
slider 10. Enhanced speech switch on. Play track. Crappy audio.mp3 graphic button. Download button.
Pretty simple interface. You can download it, play it, turn on and off the enhancement, and in my case, you can actually adjust the strength. But let's show what this is done to the audio. So I'm actually going to turn the enhancement off.
Play track, enhanced speech switch on.
Then I'm going to hit play and turn it on and off a couple of times so you can hear the difference that this makes.
Speech mode off.
Okay, so this is a recording I'm actually making using the built-in mic on my Logitech webcam. As you can tell, the recording is quite low fidelity. It's kind of tinny sounding and a little echoey sounding. If this were something I would want to be using for a podcast, it definitely would not be good enough quality to actually use, and it would need a little bit of work. So as you can tell, that's definitely quite good, and more than good for most podcasts. But that's pretty much the Adobe Enhancer, a very simple but very effective tool, especially if you're an avid podcaster or you enjoy making voiceover recordings or any of that kind of stuff. But that's pretty much it for this week's BLT Byte. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Evan Starnes, and I'll see you next time.